Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929, but 120 on Wednesdays. Mark Schlereth joins the show, our Odyssey NFL insider, hosted the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And as always, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Not as well as last week, obviously, coming off that nice Monday night win over Buffalo, trying to still figure out exactly what happened in San Francisco with the Falcons. If you're looking at this team through six games, 3-3, like, how would you explain the inconsistency that they've shown?
Well, I mean, you got essentially a rookie quarterback, a second-year quarterback who didn't get a lot of playing time early in his career, and so there's always going to be some growing pains as you put more and more on this offense, and you know, and so that's always going to be part of the equation. And ultimately, I think when you're a young team, you got a relatively young roster, you got a new coach, you got all those things. It takes some time. It takes some time to figure each other out. It takes some time. I think the biggest thing is it takes time to build identity. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to be. And ultimately, it's hard to just say, this is what we're going to be. And you may say that at the beginning and you realize, you know what, we really, really can't execute those things. We really aren't that yet. And so you kind of almost got to make adjustments along the way. So I think a lot of teams that, you know, kind of turn over and are trying to figure out what they really are, I think a lot of teams go through that. And you see it consistently throughout the league.
Mark, when you're looking at the identity, and let's obviously look at the Falcons here, I think a lot of people came into the season with the identity of Bijan Robinson's going to lead this offense and you'll make plays off of him. That's happened some games, and in other games, not so much. How do you determine if that's the identity you need to be and in the midst of a season maybe adjust off of that while still allowing right. that player to be the player we all think he can be?
Well, I think there's a lot of layers to it. Obviously, you say, hey, man, this is the way we want to operate as a football team. This is what we want to do. And you talk about Bijan Robinson. Well, the other team gets to make their adjustments as well. So they're always sitting there going, we're not letting that guy beat us. That's the one guy who's not going to beat us. And, you know, every game is its own entity. And I always talk about this about broadcasting a game. You know, sometimes I'll do all this work and I'm like, this team does this and this is what this team is and this is the way they play offensively and defensively and I've got this thing wrapped and I know exactly what's going to go down, and then they don't do any of that stuff, right? It's like a key breaker game.
Right.
And I always say to myself, you got to call the game that's in front of you, not the one that you thought was going to break out. And so if all of a sudden the team says, man, this is not going to beat us today, we are not getting beat this way, and then you've got to be able as a coaching staff to make your adjustments and say, hey, man, they are taking this away. How are we going to – what's the adjunct to having success off of this? How do we exploit this team, what they're trying to do? So there's a lot of that stuff that goes down, and you've got to be great at adjusting on the fly and kind of recalibrating your game plan. And it's easy to sit here for me to say that's what you got to do. Really hard to do it.
Speaking of there being layers to it, I'm sure there are layers to this answer as well, but the Falcons play the Dolphins on Sunday at home. How bad is what's going on in Miami?
Yeah, it's horrendous. And, you know, and then what did the owner give the dreaded vote of confidence to Mike McDaniel, yeah, which means he'll be fired any minute now. Yeah, it's bad. They, you know, it's so funny because we get so enamored with skill. You know, fantasy football to me has ruined a generation of football fans because they think that's the way the game is won. The Miami Dolphins are butter soft when it comes to both lines of scrimmage. And I don't care who you are. If you can't control the line of scrimmage, you cannot win in the National Football League. They can't block people and they can't defend the run. And so, you know, that's one of those situations where that bodes disaster when you can't do either of those things well. So this is like, to me, one of them get right games. Now they do have some talent, right? Waddle is still very talented. Waller's an incredibly talented guy. They still have some talent, but it is a mess. And then of course what happened last, you know, with Tua coming out and talking about guys missing the mandatory meetings and, you know, and all that stuff as well, never bodes well. So yeah, they're a mess, and it's just a matter of time before they dump their head coach. So who was my ball boy in Denver, by the way. So, you know, Mike McDaniels went from being the ball boy that worked for us in training camp to being a head coach in the National Football League, which is just still blows me away that guy, Coach Capri Pants, is a head coach.
Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL insider, former...
By the way, both coaches will be wearing Capri Pants on Sunday because Raheem likes to pull his pants up too.
They're shaggy.
Does he now? Okay, yeah, well, I'll have to text Raheem about that and say, dude, nobody wants to see them calves. Like, I don't care. And he probably, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really taken a good gander at Raheem's calves, but I would imagine, I feel like he was a real athlete back in the day.
Uh-huh.
So I imagine he's got them real skinny calves. Like, skinny calf guys can really, those skinny calf guys that have no muscle, you know, from the knee down, those guys can fly. Most of those guys can really run. So I feel like if you're going to roll up your pants, I think you got to have some thickness to your calves.
I agree. 100%. I'm with you.
And that's accurate. They are skinny calves. I've seen them. They are. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, look, I understand he's not the solution, but how can anyone watch a Jets game week by week and believe that Justin Fields is the problem?
Because they don't know what they're looking at, like their owner, who thinks he knows something about football and knows absolutely nothing about football. And Justin Fields, you know, Justin Fields is not a drop-back passer. So the fact that you put him in a drop-back situation, to me, is mind-numbing. And so that just absolutely kills me. Like, you got to get him outside the pocket. You got to get him moving around. You got to get him doing certain things or other things. And they have dropped him back. The other thing, they can't protect. They can't block anybody. And so they sit there, they can't block anybody. And now they're trying to get five guys out in the pattern. And then you tell me, like, how is that Justin Fields' fault when you get him sacked? Going into last weekend, he was sacked 25 times, which led the National Football League. And, oh, by the way, you played against the Carolina Panthers, who had five total sacks in the first 6 weeks of the season, and they sacked your quarterback six times. Like, what are we doing, you guys? At some point, you got to keep some max protection, and you got to keep a tight end in on one side to chip the edge. You got to keep a running back on the other side to chip the edge. And you got to just survive. So that's kind of the way I look at that.
Mark, you've had no qualms about letting us know how you felt about the Russell Wilson tenure in Denver the last handful of years. I know you've seen the little back and forth between him and Sean Payton this week. It has to go beyond football. What went wrong in Denver? Like, what actually happened between these two guys for this to still be taking place?
Well, Sean just doesn't like him. You know, and hey, listen, man, you can survey a bunch of people that have played with him, and they'll tell you he's great. And there's a bunch of people, you know, just go to Seattle and talk to some of the guys who played with him. They don't like him, you know, and so there's all of that stuff that goes on. Listen, man, I adhere to this one philosophy in life that I'm a, you know, very gracious loser, but I'm an absolute dick when it comes to winning. And I will rub it in your face. And Sean Payton, that's who he is. And so he didn't like him. He let him know he didn't like him. Russell complained about it and played the victim. Sean didn't like that either. And so Sean went after him, you know, and in a not so subtle way when he says, man, we were really hoping not to have to face Jackson Dart. The other guy sucks, essentially, is what he was saying. And I for one, like, this is the first time, because I've always said that Russell Wilson, there's this toxic positivity that surrounds him. Like, everything is okay, and they're like, shut up, it's supposed
to. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's supposed to be bad. You're supposed to be miserable. You're supposed to get punished. I talked about this on the Stinking Truth podcast. Told a great story about my son and his shoes. You need to listen to it. But anyhow, back on track. That's the way the NFL is supposed to work. And I was happy to see Russ, you know, throw a jab at him. I was happy to see Russ actually be a human.
Yeah,
because
good point.
That's the thing that everybody's talked about Russ, man. He's not human. He's a robot. He's disingenuous. You know, it's this, that, and the other. I love seeing him get a little bit riled up.
Yeah, no, it's the first time I've really seen him kind of go off script, maybe ever in his entire NFL career. Mark, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
You got it. Take care.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, which you can check out on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, also, of course, available on the Odyssey app. You can hear the story he was just talking about with his son and his shoes as related to Russell Wilson. I don't know how those things could tie together, but I'd like to find out, and I will, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. As always, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And again, check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.